Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Am Not a Robot. My Year Using AI to Do Almost Everything is a first-person consumer technology investigation of artificial intelligence as it enters ordinary life. The book is neither a technical manual nor a speculative manifesto. It is structured around a year-long experiment in which award-winning technology journalist Joanna Stern allows AI systems and robots to attempt tasks that usually require human judgment, labor, or emotional presence. Her tests extend across household work, health information, communication, transportation, parenting, work, and personal decision-making. The purpose is to replace abstract debate with observed experience where AI saves time, where it misfires, and where dependence on it changes how people think and feel. Stern writes for general readers rather than engineers, combining practical trials, interviews with technology leaders, humor, photographs, and plain explanation. The result is a grounded guide to the near future of AI, optimistic enough to test real benefits, skeptical enough to resist the sales pitch. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long consumer experiment instead of an abstract AI forecast. The central structure of the book is Stern's decision to use AI as the first responder to daily life rather than as a topic observed from a distance. This makes the book different from many AI titles that begin with markets, algorithms, or existential risk. Stern asks a narrower but more immediate question: what happens when ordinary people actually let AI handle tasks now advertised as its natural territory? The experiment includes tools that write, plan, summarize, advise, monitor, and automate, along with robots intended to perform physical tasks. This format matters because consumer AI is often evaluated through polished demonstrations rather than sustained use. A chatbot that seems impressive in a short exchange may be unreliable when asked to manage sensitive medical information, family logistics, or ongoing household routines. By extending the test over a year, the book can show friction that marketing hides: setup costs, error checking, awkward interfaces, and the mental labor of supervising automation. Stern's method does not claim to predict the whole future of AI. Its value lies in converting hype into lived evidence, showing readers the gap between a product demo and a dependable assistant. Secondly, AI as household helper. Travel assistant, an imperfect physical labor substitute. A major theme is the contrast between AI that manipulates information and machines that must act in the physical world. Stern tests systems that promise to reduce domestic work, organize daily routines, and support family travel. These examples reveal why the home is a difficult frontier for automation. Digital tasks can be repeated in clean environments. Homes are messy, variable, and full of exceptions. Folding laundry, navigating clutter, managing schedules, or transporting a family requires situational awareness, safety judgment, and adaptation to small changes. The book, therefore, treats household AI not as a simple convenience story, but as a stress test of the technology. When a tool works, it can remove minor burdens and make routines more efficient. When it fails, it often creates new work because a human must intervene, reset instructions, or repair the consequences. This distinction is important for readers deciding whether AI will actually save time. Stern's reporting suggests that automation is most useful when the task is clearly bounded and the cost of error is low. It becomes less convincing when the task requires physical dexterity, social awareness, or responsibility for other people. Thirdly, health, therapy, and advice expose the need for human oversight. The book pays particular attention to the appeal and risk of using AI for personal guidance. Stern explores AI in areas such as interpreting health information, responding to messages, and serving as a form of therapeutic sounding board. These uses are powerful because they address situations where people want fast, private, and low-cost help. Now, AI can summarize complex language, organize questions for a doctor, suggest wording for difficult communication, or provide a non-judgmental place to think aloud. Yet the same qualities make the risks sharper. A fluent answer can feel authoritative even when it is incomplete, wrong, or missing context. In health-related situations, the problem is not simply technical accuracy, it is also accountability. A system may help a patient understand terminology, but it cannot replace clinical judgment, physical examination, or responsibility for consequences. In emotional contexts, AI can appear supportive without truly understanding the person it is advising. Stern's experience highlights a practical rule: AI may be useful as a preparatory tool or second layer of organization, but it requires human verification when stakes involve health, safety, mental well-being, or relationships. Fourthly, emotional attachment to machines becomes a practical concern, not science fiction. One of the book's more unsettling dimensions is the emotional response that can emerge when AI systems are available, responsive, and conversational. Stern does not treat this as a distant fantasy about sentient machines. The concern is more ordinary people can form habits of reliance on tools that simulate attention, patience, and empathy. When an AI responds instantly, remembers context, and offers encouragement, it can feel socially present even if it lacks consciousness or genuine care. This matters because the psychology of use may change before the technology becomes truly intelligent. A person may disclose more, defer more, or feel comforted by the illusion of understanding. Stern's reporting suggests that the emotional layer of AI cannot be separated from its practical functions. A tool that drafts text, gives advice, helps with parenting questions, or acts like a therapist is also shaping the user's expectations of communication. The book therefore raises a consumer-level ethical issue. The problem is not only whether AI can perform tasks, but whether people can maintain clear boundaries while interacting with systems designed to sound helpful, personal, and emotionally available. Lastly, AI literacy for families requires skepticism, not rejection. Stern's treatment of AI in family and educational contexts emphasizes a balanced form of literacy. The book recognizes why parents and students are drawn to AI. It can explain concepts, answer questions quickly, draft study materials, and personalize help in ways traditional systems often cannot. At the same time, the experiment shows that AI can be confidently wrong, overly generic, or poorly suited to a child's developmental needs. The practical lesson is not that families should avoid AI entirely. Instead, Stern frames AI use as an opportunity to teach verification, source awareness, and tolerance for uncertainty. Children who see AI make mistakes can learn that digital fluency now includes questioning machine output rather than merely operating devices. This is a shift from older consumer tech literacy, which often focused on screen time, privacy settings, or online safety. AI literacy adds a new skill judging the quality of generated information. In this sense, the book treats the home as one of the first places where society will negotiate acceptable AI use. The strongest educational benefit comes when AI is used as a prompt for thinking, not as a substitute for thinking. In conclusion, I Am Not a Robot is best suited for readers who want to understand AI through everyday consequences rather than technical architecture. It will be useful for parents, professionals, educators, health consumers, and anyone considering whether current AI tools deserve a larger role in daily routines. The practical benefit is that it helps readers separate tasks where AI can reasonably assist from tasks where convenience may hide risk. It also gives a vocabulary for discussing supervision, emotional dependence, error checking, and the limits of automation. Intellectually, the book stands out because it treats AI as a lived environment rather than a single product category. Many books about artificial intelligence focus on corporate strategy, machine learning concepts, social danger, or broad predictions about work and civilization. Stern's contribution is more grounded. She tests the promises at the level where most people encounter technology, through chores, messages, medical explanations, family logistics, and personal decisions. The humor and first-person structure make the material accessible, but the underlying analysis remains serious. Its distinctiveness lies in showing that the central question is not whether AI is impressive in general. The more useful question is, when it is dependable, when it is merely persuasive, and what habits humans must develop to remain responsible while using it. If you would like to support Joanna Stern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.